With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A wedding planner, an orthodontist, and a home health care provider are all among the finalists for this year's Chatham-Kent Chamber of Commerce Business Excellence Awards. Tina and Dakota Hodgson from Neighborly Care will be recognized as the Entrepreneur of the Year at the awards ceremony in April. And the Citizen of the Year this year is Susan Beansman from Chatham. You can find the names of the other award winners on our website, cknewstoday.ca. This will also be the Chamber's last award ceremony with Gail Hunt as the President and CEO. She's set to retire later this year. A 14-year-old has been arrested in connection with a vicious attack on a boy with autism near Devonshire Mall in Windsor over the weekend. It happened at a bus depot at around 8 o'clock Saturday night. Windsor police say a 16-year-old boy with autism was chased and attacked by a group of teens. The victim suffered serious injuries, and a video of the assault was posted to social media. Police are still working to identify several other suspects in the case. And Chatham-Kent has a new film ambassador for the region. Ashley Renders, who grew up in this area and recently moved back to the region, has been hired to investigate and research the potential for Chatham-Kent to become a film industry destination. Renders has a lot of experience working on both domestic and international films, including recent projects like Longing and Priscilla. She'll be working out of the Filming Locally in Chatham-Kent office, which launched in July last year. Another overtime game for the Chatham Maroons. This time they lost 5-4 to LaSalle. The Vipers scored just 3 minutes into OT to take a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 is tonight in Chatham. In the PJHL playoffs, Wheatley's down 2-0 against Lakeshore after losing last night to the Canadiens 3-2. The Raptors lost again last night. They fell for their fifth game in a row, falling 113-104 to the Pistons in Detroit. And in baseball spring training, the Blue Jays beat the Pirates 10-3. The Tigers lost to the Phillies 4-1. Mainly cloudy today with rain starting later this morning and the risk of a thunderstorm, a high of 12 Celsius. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm, low 4. Cloudy tomorrow and a high of 9. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.